From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Morning, Mike.
How'd the markets handle it?
Right, well, yeah, we've moved back to level three. That was always going to have an impact on markets, and I don't think any of us look back on the last period of heading into lockdown with any degree of joy. So we're there. We're back in level three. We went into level three at lunchtime, but markets obviously opened before that. So we're all sitting at home now, watching this all virtually. The New Zealand dollar, we talked about it being the pressure valve, one of the key instruments yesterday. The main factor on that was probably the Reserve Bank. We'll talk about that a bit later. But in a nutshell, Kiwi dollar weakened off, but it's bounced back quite strongly overnight, so not a lot of movement there. What about the share market? The thing here, Mike, is the share market's forward-looking, right? And if you go historically, and you go to the father of what they call value investing, Benjamin Graham, he apparently said in the short term, the market is a voting machine, but in the long run, it's a weighing machine. And so in the short term, it's a popularity contest. And right now, we don't know what the duration of the current disruption is going to be. So the market at the moment is basically a popularity contest. So what happened? Well, we closed on Tuesday at 11,645. We opened up weaker at one point, down 2.6%. That's the biggest move we've seen for a while. But in terms of, I suppose, the previous COVID volatility, it was quite restrained. We only closed down 153 points, so that's 1.3%. But what was under pressure, Mike, specifically? This is the popularity contest here. Tourism holdings down 7.4%. Clearly, you know, this isn't good news if there's any extension for them. The property sector, the voting, the popularity contest there, didn't like them. Kiwi Property Group down 4.7%. A couple of others, Stride, Arvida, they were down just over 5%. Sky City down 3.6%. They're shut. Air New Zealand lost 3.6%. There were a couple of winners, Mike, but not many. Skellerup was up, I think, a bit. Mike, it's all about duration. It's all about duration. So we spent the day yesterday with my phone pinging all day with speculation and rumours about, you know, are we going to move to level four? How long it's going to be? How many cases are? And we just don't know. Yep. That's the thing. That there is also what happens in terms of economic support, Mike. I mean, do we get targeted support for Auckland businesses? Do we get an extension of the wage subsidy program? But I would make the point, Mike. I think you just raised it. We've got one outbreak here, and we go to level three, potentially to level four. But how often, and this is what's the market's trying to figure out now, how often are we going to have to do this? Are we going to have to repeat this exercise every time we get an outbreak?
And here's the problem yesterday. The RB announcement got swamped by all of that. Yep. And $100 billion is $100 billion we don't have.
No, well, you don't. So this is the monetary policy statement and the monetary policy review. Now, left the official cash rate unchanged. We knew that was going to happen. It's going to be there until March, early, first quarter of next year. Actually, in the MPS, there's no forecast of the OCR past that. This is the large-scale asset purchase program you're talking about. This is the mechanism for quantitative easing. It has been increased to $100 billion. Now, the other thing is the term has been extended through to June 2022. This is a pretty key point. It was, they also were looking at 50% of the number of bonds on issue that they could buy. They're now up to 60%. They also talked about additional stimulus will be used if required. Lots of talk about alternative monetary policy tools. So they've loaded up the toolbox. The favoured one still seems to be the negative official cash rate. Just a couple of points about this. They said banks operationally need to be able to handle it, get their systems around it. They've got until the end of the year. Comes into play potentially early next year. But remember, Mike, this is a wholesale strategy. It probably won't push retail rates under zero. They also announced a thing called the FLP, the Funding for Lending Program. This is where they will lend directly to the banks at the official cash rate, and then hopefully the banks lend that on. It's all about getting the lower rates into retail hands. And very quickly, Mike, they also talked at the press conference, they talked about the mortgage deferral program probably being extended, and I think that'll be important for a lot of people.
What a mess. Right, what are the numbers?
Yes, it is. And talk to Sam. Think Sam Morgan, when you talk to Sam Morgan, Mike, long
exactly
have they been talking about that?
Exactly.
Dow Jones, 27,950, up 260 points. S&P 500, 3383, almost back at all-time highs, and the Nasdaq 11,029. Other issue, Mike, we're going into level four here. The rest of the world is already, you know, is not tanking, which makes it a lot easier to handle. FTSE 100, 6280, up 125. Nikkei, 22,843, up 94. Shanghai Composite, 3319. The A6 200 lost 7 yesterday, 6132, and as I said, the NZX 50, 11,491. The currencies, 0.6589 against the US, 0.9189 Aussie, 0.5588 Euro, 0.5053 pounds, 70.38 yen. Gold, $1,937. Brent crude, $45.24.
Nice one, mate. Have a good one. See you Friday from jmiwealth.co.nz.